Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare le gbae azunke pare le gbae pare le gba me la jan ka se wo so azunke pare le pare vodu le gba
azunke pare le gbae
azunke
Divine all blessing, peace and love, serenity and tranquility. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary. From a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is indeed my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk and work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the divine prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Planet Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. A place from where I begin and a place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Wednesday, November 10th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of Divine Prince, Tiamekram, and the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. The land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritless, hoodoo, Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick, Opasiku, and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Please do be reminded to join me here tonight, and I most definitely will be here tonight, and each and every Wednesday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for Hoodoo Central, where I offer 1 hour of hoodoo secrets and recipes here on Block Talk Radio. And, of course, each and every day at high noon for the Power Lunch. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question or a comment, please do be reminded to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern as spirit does allow. If you wish to just enjoy the show and remain muted, do not press the number 1. But at any time when you do feel you have a question or comment, just press the number 1 again, and it will raise your hand, and I will attend to your concern and my earliest convenience in the show. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding. That's www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritual psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. And these links can also be found on my main King's profile, www.keen.com/divine-plus-prince. And, of course, that link can also be found on my website. And remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, respectively. Papa Say, who also airs here on Block Talk Radio, can be found. His archive player can be found in the King's Chamber of my website. Also, the truth terrorist, Queen Ifama, can also be found here on Block Talk Radio, and her direct link and archived player can also be found in the Queen's Chamber along with my sister, fellow priestess, Gogo Netta Alana Amare, Authentic Sangoma High Priestess. You can locate more information for these co-hosts, respectively via their Blog Talk Radio profiles, but those links can be found in my website, respectively at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor. And I specialize in results. And please do not take my word for it. This is why I find it necessary through each live broadcast to place my links in the chat room, particularly my Keen and my live person, where you have the opportunity to read comments and ratings placed by very successful clients and community members. And thank you so much, Fire Witch, for beating me to the punch. She's already placed those in the chat room for me. I greatly appreciate your assistance. If you're watching me on cab now, I'm trying to operate with one hand, so I greatly appreciate that effort. These comments and ratings are only left by paying clients. These are not friends and family. These are not fake. These are truly the opinions of those who have sought my assistance, and some of them over a length of time. So pay attention to those dates. So please, again, recognize that I am available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 306 degrees of love, wisdom, and understanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I offer a variety of ways to contact me. So please do investigate that at your leisure. Today is a very, very powerful, powerful day. And now that I'm just beginning to look at some of the chats that have come in during the show, Queen Bee is also experiencing that. Excuse me. I have those fall allergies, so please forgive me. We are going through a change. And we go through a seasonal change. We go through personal changes, life changes. But we are going through a profound galactic change as we speed hurriedly 2012, with many options of which many people are not even willing to fathom and think about. So we're operating in almost a collective state of denial. But those of us who are truly operating in spirit, opening to spirit, listening to spirit, in communion with spirit, humbling ourselves to and before the spirit, we sense the change. We feel the time. We may not always understand, but we clearly know. And tomorrow will be November 11th. And it is 11/11. And of course, that is the number to the gateway of not only polarities. For those of you who wish to go back into my past archive show, 1111 Gateway to Polarities. But it's also a portal, an opening, a doorway to higher consciousness, altered consciousness, creative space, as you will. And there will be many spiritual, religious, new age, ritualistic ceremonies and vibrations being put up into the atmosphere on tomorrow, 11/11. So we are not only feeling that increased consciousness, because see, all it takes is just thinking about it. And once we understand that, it greatly shapes our behavior and our interaction. The Bible talks about lusting for a woman and fornicating with her just in your mind, even before the action has taken place. And many of us locked into earthcality only see the earth symbolism and don't recognize the higher message. It's not just lust, it's greed, it's hatred, it's envy. All these things that we think don't touch others are just tumbling along in our head, project, create, and recreate our reality. So just the thought of union, just the thought of peace, coming together, divine unity and community, begins to automatically raise vibrations. And the stronger you are in your spiritual body, the easier that process is, the quicker that process operates, just the thinking. And life will test you. The girl at the counter will test you. The guy at the gas station will test you. And in those quick seconds, when we are not thinking, when we are not consciously acting in our so-called spiritual consciousness, that's when those tests come, and you got 7 seconds to truly step up to your authenticity. So if you're still in a place in your life where your response is aggressive, I stand in no judgment, but know that you are shortchanging yourself spiritually. Allowing yourself to grow, allowing yourself to meet the challenges, allowing yourself to experience the experiencing, the administering, the ministry of the gods, the goddess spirit realm. Queen Bee, write it down, write it down, write it down. Journal it, take note. And I'm not just telling you something that I myself do not do. Daily I go through my crystal books and many of my books that I utilize on a daily basis to, you know, mark charts and figure out what vibrations we are operating in. And a little card fell out from 1996, and I clearly marked dates, times, what stage the full moon is in, what's happening astrologically, what's happening in your personal life, what's happening with your finances. And that's why it's almost like going to college. Spirituality takes work. It's not meant to be easy. It's not here to make our lives easier, per se, but to make our lives more profound, more real, more powerful, more tangible. And we must begin to take those notes. In the beginning, all I did was journal, you know, almost that diary-type journaling that we learn in our teens. Those of us who had some college education and have taken creative writing and other forms of writing that really make you think about writing and journaling, then you begin to develop other things that you journal about. And that's why I suggest journal, but also have your dream book, a creative book, a separate book for those mundane things that come up when you're trying to get still and quiet. You know, those appointments you've forgotten, that item you've been looking for all of a sudden you remember in the middle of your meditation. Write those down. Give the left brain something to operate with. Remind it that I understand and recognize the importance of this item. And then take a breath. Take another breath and then go back to your spiritual state. And even in life, sometimes just taking that time to breathe and count to 10. Think of all those times when you said, you know, I should have said, or I knew something wasn't right, or something was right and I didn't follow. It's because we didn't take that time to breathe, to connect with not only spirit, but our higher self, our understanding and higher consciousness. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to those of you in the chat room with me. Deborah Akbar, Fire Witch, special guest 1467. Candy Kong, I hope I pronounced your name right. Lady Slugger, and of course, Queen Bee Wine, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. All is indeed a blessing in divine unity and community, sharing and carrying wisdom and understanding. Today I want to talk about manifestation as we enter this period of meditation on 11/11. And this is a global event. Google it, go into your social networks. There are things being organized all over the world to mark this date and this time. So while all the activities are going on, I want you to focus on manifestation. Manifestation. All of our experience on the earth plane is gained from our attempts to transform our dreams, wisdom, ideals, visions into physical tangibility. This is the process of manifestation, of creating physical form or experience from the energetic spiritual blueprints that we create with our thoughts, beliefs, desires, our spirit in creative space. Citrin, our foremost ally in this process of manifestation, is often from a yellow, vibrant yellow to almost a deep amber color. Citrin stimulates our second and third chakras, initiating our creative energy and our will, and increasing our ability to make energy manifest. This happens when we pray, this happens when we meditate, this happens when we think. And think intensively on any given thought pattern, negative or positive. This is why it's crucial that we be in control of our thought pattern. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Deborah Afar, happy birthday to you. All is indeed a blessing. You have yet another year, another day, another moment to reach for and obtain your highest greatness. And we wish you well. I am here for you and with you in any endeavor. Manifestation is moving our energy and our will and developing our ability to create. Manifestation is the second part of the process of creation. The first part is the energetic framework, the mindset, what we think about, what we meditate on, what we create and recreate in the midst, in the creative space. We create this blueprint every moment through our words, through our ideas, through our actions and choices that we make, based on our true, authentic beliefs and ideas. And we can manifest only what we have created on a spiritual level. When we hold on to outmolded beliefs, thoughts, and desires, we create blockages in our third chakra, resulting in the manifestation of experiences that do not serve our path of growing through joy and experience. Citrin strengthens the resonant field of our second and third chakras, clearing blockages from our energy systems. And when these blockages have been cleared, we are able to create pure, spiritual, crystallized forms. This makes it easier for us to manifest these experiences and ideas into our earth plane reality and existence. Our third chakra is the chakra of our will center. This chakra can be governed either by our ego or by the will of the divine creators and the universe. When it is governed by the ego, we struggle to manifest things we think will make us feel better, especially those things that we do not need, those things that belong to the illusionary, transitory physical plane dimension, for which many of us are ill prepared to navigate. We struggle to manifest that which we think will make us the best, for wasting effort and time manifesting those things which are only temporal. Of course, I'm here for you, Deborah, divine peace and blessings. These objects are unable to fulfill our true needs and therefore are unable to make us truly happy. And the result is a sense of being unfulfilled, unhappy, not being whole. This creates further blockages in our chakra systems, eventually leading to spiritual dis-ease, emotional dis-ease, physical dis-ease, and then, of course, all other things within our realm of existence, finances, love and relationships, career, interpersonal communication, blocking our ability to connect and reconnect with divine will protection. When our third chakra is clear, we are able to use it in receiving and manifesting divine will. And divine will is the force that aids us in creating our highest and most fulfilling path. When we are open to divine will, our paths of love unfold before us, our path of finances unfolds before us, our path of life satisfaction, life destiny, life purpose unfolds before us. Manifestation becomes easier, clearer, more accessible because we are putting our energy into those things which are guided by universal forces, universal will, and universal law. There is no struggle because you gain a sense of faith in the protective and provisionary powers of the divine creators. Citrine enables us to open more fully to the energy of divine will by resonating with the energy of citrine. We are reminded that we are loved, supported in our manifestations by the divine creators, the divine universe. I co-create and recreate in divine harmony with the universe and its creators. What are the beliefs, the thoughts, the desires that are creating the present situation for you? Remember, you will manifest whatever that is that you hold in your mind the most, with the most energy. Are your words and actions consistent with that which you want to create? Are your words and actions consistent with that which you are thinking, feeling, perceiving internally? Citrine has appeared here today as your ally in order to aid you in clarifying what it is you truly want to manifest. Open yourself to its guidance and its divine will. Allow yourself to become a channel for the creations that the universe is sending to you. Align yourself with the sources of higher guidance. You will learn to manifest only those things that are for the highest good of all concern. In this way, you will begin to see each creation you birth onto this earth plane as a magnificent vehicle, vessel of the light, love, power, and wisdom of our divine creator. I offer you divine peace and blessings, light and illumination until 7 p.m. tonight here on Blog Talk Radio, and of course tomorrow at high noon for the Power Lunch. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can't climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free to live with love in a perfect harmony. It might take some time, get weary. By this I know I'll fulfill my destiny. Jah be the shield of my lifetime, mark us what you me. Protect us from our enemies, mountains rise and fall. Jah be the shield of my right hand, my head of watch over me. So you know that
right hand.